أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The month of Ramadan is called Rabi al-Qulub by the Prophet, basically meaning the spring for the hearts. In spring, the earth adopts a state of softness, which allows seemingly dead seeds to come to life and grow, producing fruits and flowers. The heart here refers to the essence of the soul, which in the month of Ramadan is conducive to guidance to reach its personal best, its full potential. So we have to make the most of it by meditating, by reciting the Quran, allowing a quiet time in the soul so we're able to hear the guidance. And one of the ways of connection is of dua, of calling out. It's also known as the month of dua. And one of the most awesome sehri du'as recommended to reflect upon in this month is du'a Abu Hamza Thimali, which was taught by Imam Sajjad to one Abu Hamza Thimali. So who was Abu Hamza Thimali? Abu Hamza was his kunya. His name was Sabit bin Dinar. Imam Ali Radha alayhi salam has said that Abu Hamza was the Salman of his time. He served four of the Aima: Imam Sajjad, Imam Muhammad Baqir, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, and for a short time, Imam Musa al-Qadhim. Imam Sadiq once sent for him, and when he presented himself in Imam's presence, Imam told him, "Oh Abu Hamza, I get comfort and relief when I see you." We're told that Abu Hamza used to memorize this du'a, and he recited it at every sehri time in the month of Ramadan. It's rather long, so we could do a bit at a time. Now, one year when he was away from home in the month of Ramadan, at the time of sehri, his wife was sobbing quietly. Her son Hamza, who was a young boy, asked her why she was so upset, and she said, "Bunayya, my son, I miss the du'a your father used to recite every morning. I do not know it and cannot recite it." Hamza wiped the tears from his mama's face and said, "Mama, do not be sad, for I will recite it for you. I have heard my father recite it every day in the month of Ramadan, and I have memorized it." It's reported that Abu Hamza had a young daughter who once fell and broke a bone in her hand. He was so grieved at seeing his daughter in pain, and he wept, pleading to Allah to make her better. When she was taken to the doctors to set the bones and bandage her hand, he couldn't find anything wrong, and he remarked that it is surely the dua of Abu Hamza Thimali that cured the little girl. This is the doctor's remarks. So, just a little bit of extract from this dua to start you off. Ya Rabbi, whenever I thought I would prepare and get ready to get up to pray and talk to you, you cast sleep on me when I prayed, and you prevented me from talking to you. Why is it that whenever I feel good about my good deeds and I get nearer to those who do good deeds, a sin occurs and causes my feet to stumble and deprive me from your service? Oh, my Master, Ya Rabbi, maybe you have expelled me from your door and retired me from your service. Maybe you observed my disregard of your right on me and you distanced me. Maybe you saw me going away from your path and you withdrew me. Maybe you found me to be in the position of the liars, so you rejected me. Maybe you saw that I wasn't grateful of your reward, so you deprived me. Maybe you observed my absence from the assembly of scholars, and thus you put me down. Or maybe you found me to be one of the unheeding, so you despaired me from your mercy. Or maybe you found me frequenting the assembly of the unfaithful, so between me and them you deserted me. Or maybe you didn't like to listen to my du'as, so you distanced me. Or maybe you equated me with my crimes and my sins. Or maybe you punished me for my lack of shyness from you. So if you forgive, Ya Rabbi, you have forgiven many sinners before me. Recite a small extract of it every day, because it is very long, and it's absolutely phenomenal.
ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.